Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker, author of Confessions of a Movie Addict, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. This is Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, it's definitely the place for you. I'm Betty Jo Tucker, your host, and today I'm hoping that it will be our good fortune to have the multi-talented Von Regensberger as our guest. Now, we're having some technical difficulties, so perhaps he hasn't been connected to the show, but if not, I'm going to tell you about this wonderful movie. Von not only directed Last of the Romantics, which is one of the most unusual love stories I've ever seen on screen, but he also wrote the screenplay and the musical score. This haunting movie fascinated me, so I'm not surprised at all that it's already received numerous awards, including recognition for Von's directing as well as his impressive film score. Let's see if Von has been connected to the show. Hi, Von. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. I see the gremlins. This is live radio, folks, so sometimes the gremlins do take charge, and maybe we'll hear from Von a little bit later in the show. But I want to tell you about The Last of the Romantics because I'm so impressed with this movie. You know, finding true love forms the basis for many romantic movies. I'm sure you can think of some, dear listeners, that have impressed you. But this one may be the most unusual one ever made about this universal theme. Von is the writer and director of this haunting film, and he emphasizes the power of mystical connections and beautiful music. And with this, which is his feature debut, Von has created an artistic motion picture, one that will surely please incurable romantics everywhere. I'll tell you a little bit about the story. I don't want to give away everything because there are lots of surprises in it. But it follows a man named Parker Graves, played by Chris Bruno, as he worries about, well, what kind of legacy he will leave the world after he's gone. He's a talented composer and musician, but he finds his life considerably less than satisfying. He's now working on advertising jingles, of all things. His relationship with his girlfriend, played by Brittany Daniel, has gone sour. He's trying to rehabilitate an alcoholic jazz great, who's played by Ted Lang. And, most important of all, he's obsessed by a woman it's impossible to have. Don't you hate it when that happens? Now, although he never met her, Parker just can't stop thinking about Hope, played by Lisa Labriola, I'm sorry, I think I mispronounced that name. She's a beautiful ballerina whose funeral he recently attended. He sees visions of her every day as she dances or stands gracefully by the piano in his apartment, or rises up wet from a swimming pool at an important party, or takes playful walks with him. He even visits Hope's grave to be closer to her. Well, you can understand why Parker's best friend. played by Morgan Margulis, who has romantic problems of his own, tries to talk some sense into him, as does Sarah, his girlfriend. But Parker can't fight the powerful connection he shares with Hope. Acting honors here go to the handsome Bruno for his sensitive portrayal of a man driven by forces beyond his control. He's extremely watchable, so movie fans, watch for Chris Bruno in the future. I think he definitely is a keeper. And it's very easy to be drawn into his character's plight. Kudos also go to the lovely Labriola, who's introduced here. I think she manages to project a kind of ethereal yet very real presence. Lang, too, was very good here. He's practically unrecognizable as the homeless artist Parker befriends. And Daniel does a fine job as the worried girlfriend, while Margulis excels as Parker's best friend. You know, while watching Parker become more and more in tune with Hope, I was reminded of Laura, one of my favorite classic films, the one that starred Jean Tierney and Dana Andrews. Many of you will probably be too young to have seen that when it was first released, but I had the good fortune to see it then and many times since then. And I think I saw in one of the scenes in Last of the Romantics, down at the corner of the screen, I think I saw a little piece of the poster, the movie poster for Laura. And so when we get Vaughn on our program, we'll certainly ask him about that. But anyway, Parker falls for Hope in kind of the same way the detective played by Dana Andrews comes under Laura's spell as he gazes at her portrait. Although both movies fascinate me, I have to say that the suspense builds up longer in Last of the Romantics. And to me, it just became almost excruciating. I know what you're thinking. Is there a happy ending? We always like to have happy endings in our romantic movies, don't we? Well, it's maybe not a traditional one, but it definitely works for me. And anyone who enjoyed movies like The Fountain, Somewhere in Time, and even Kate and Leopold should probably put Last of the Romantics on their must-see list. Now I wanted to tell you a little bit about Von Regensberger, too. I was going to ask him some questions, but since he can't be here because of technical difficulties, I'd like you to know about his background in music, and because music played such an important part in this movie, Last of the Romantics. At any rate, he has had training in music composition, and he's a composer of many genres and styles. He's written classical music, choral music, jazz, Brazilian guitar, and film music. And the Mercury Ensemble Chamber Orchestra has performed two of his pieces, including Largo for Strings and his symphony, The Appassionata. And in the medium of film, he's composed and conducted the score not only for Last of the Romantics, but for a film called Thursday Night and the documentary film Engineering a Century of Change. Film Music Magazine even featured a montage of his film music on compilation discs, volumes number 3 and number 4. And his score for Last of the Romantics is nominated for Best Film Score at the Moondance Festival. So he has lots of experience in music, although Last of the Romantics is his first full-length feature film. He certainly put his heart and soul in terms of his music talent into directing, writing and directing this film. I hope that we can talk with Von Regensberger in the near future so that you can get a little bit more of the artistic flavor of the man and the talent that he puts into all of his work. I'm very surprised, though, that Vaughn is making a second film, which is quite a departure from Last of the Romantics. It's about an undercover cop's excursion into the world of narcotics in a small town with a rural setting, and he's slated to begin shooting in mid-October. The film is called simply 133. And I hope when we talk to Vaughn, we can ask him about that movie. I see that we're almost out of time here, so this is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to the folks at Blog Talk Radio for all their support in connection with this show, especially Nikki Starr and Amber Wheatley, who have provided important technical assistance during the site transition. Thanks again to Vaughn Regensburger for agreeing to be a guest on today's show, and believe me, we'll make sure that we have him on as soon as possible. And to everyone who tuned in today or listened to the archived segment, please come back next time to hear episode 1 of our tribute to horror movies. This will be something that Movie Addict Headquarters will be sponsoring during the month of October, and there'll be some surprises for you, especially when we do a tribute to one of my favorite horror movies, because it's also a musical, the one, the only, Rocky Horror Picture Show. We'll also be doing a review of a very scary zombie movie called 28 Weeks Later, which is scheduled to be out on DVD in early October. And I'm hoping to get one of the actresses who's starred in a number of horror movies. I don't want to give away her name until I have her scheduled. So don't miss Movie Addict Headquarters each Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. In the meantime, remember to check out our film reviews at realtalkreviews.com. That's R-E-E-L, realtalkreviews.com. Bye for now, Blog Talk Radio.